Lisa with a con.
My name is Dr. Raquel Ferreau, and I'm happy to be back here today on the battlefield. I'm a veteran of this battle, and it's provided me with more drama than I could ever find on Netflix. However, I don't think the discussion needs to be as polarized as it has been historically. I think actually there's a lot of common ground. I really feel that there's a way forward that would bring all of our positions to a common interest. So I have written up, and hopefully you've received my two-pager on what I perceive as this common way forward. I do think that there is some recommendations that should be made in terms of changing city policy, and I think that that is what would bring us all together. You know, as a doctor, I'm here obviously to advocate for better policy to better protect human health. And I think that there's some tweaking that could occur for the city's IPM policy that would better protect human health. The city prides itself on their IPM, but they're kind of comparing IPM to municipalities, most municipalities having cosmetic bans in place. So I think they're right, though, to pride themselves on their policy because they do a lot of good work. I have participated with them in some of their weed pulls, and they have great initiatives. However, some of their policy is not based on knowledge. And so they pride themselves in having a knowledge-based IPM policy, and I think that policy could move towards even being better informed and more knowledge-based. So I think what I pick at, the part that I see as being the least embedded in current knowledge, is the part that that manages nuisance weeds. So the city currently in IPM policy has a very non-evidence-based, non-scientifically-based trigger for treating weeds that says that nuisance weeds are a safety hazard on fields. And I think it's important when there's such serious, well-documented health concerns to expose that as not being based in any reality. So there is no evidence. Weeds do not create a slip hazard. So I think if we tweak that policy and simply eliminated that unscience-based hazard, that we'd have a good IPM policy. And it would actually essentially bring us to a cosmetic ban. And I think I've heard a lot of counselors say it would be nice to get our own house in order. And I think we could do that with a very slight tweaking. It would align us better with the way we green. You know, we all agree we want to head towards the statements in the way we green, and the way we green wants to see us phase out pesticide use. It would align us with the Edmonton Public School Board. They've recently unanimously approved an essential cosmetic ban. So I think with minor tweaking of IPM, the city could maintain the tools that they're rightly proud of. They could maintain the tools that they're well attached to. And the advocates for health and a cosmetic ban could essentially get what they want for the city. The city could, I think, achieve a win-win and something that everybody would be happy with. And so I would recommend that we do look at updating IPM to be more evidence-based. Again, it would align us with the way we green. It would align us with the Edmonton School Board. It would align us with family physicians that are recommending that their patients reduce their herbicide exposures. You know, it would align us with the health advocates here today. Thank you very much.